Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Are cruise ships more prone to disease outbreaks? Between the hantavirus off Tenerife and now another cruise ship off Bordeaux in France with an outbreak of norovirus, why are we hearing of so many outbreaks? Dr. Vikram Niranjan is an assistant professor in public health at the University of Limerick. Vikram, thank you so much for joining us in the programme today. Can you just explain, are cruise ships more prone to disease outbreaks than other modes of transport, first of all?
Good afternoon, Andrea from Limerick. Yeah, I suppose the cruise, they kind of creates an environment or kind of perfect condition for the germs to spread, because thousands of people are kind of gathering in one semi-enclosed space or world, I would call it, for a number of days. People are not just kind of traveling from place A to B for just kind of few hours or 7 or 10 hours. They're staying there for many days. So I suppose that creates an opportunity or environment where one infection arises, and that kind of spreads from one person to many people, you know, like 4,000 passengers kind of sharing the same dining room, theaters, lifts, bars, cabins, eating the buffet meals, breathing the same indoor air, touching any sort of handrails. So I suppose it's kind of, when one person arrives with or gets the stomach bug or cold, the germ suddenly kind of has hundreds of opportunities to jump from one person to another.
Why is that different to people maybe going on holidays or holidaying in a hotel or an all-inclusive resort? Why is it different, Vikram?
I suppose the shape of the cruise ship, I suppose, we see that it is a sort of semi-enclosed space where they have their dining rooms or theaters where the people might be kind of gathering at large number of space. So if the ventilation system of the cruise ship is not sort of good, I suppose most of the cruise ships now they have the HEPA filters or something. But if it is not good, it creates a good opportunity for the infections to kind of spread, you know. But that can happen at any closed space. It could be a wedding venue where there is no ventilation. Mm. It could be a flight as well if the ventilation system is not sort of appropriate. So it is unfortunate that it has occurred on the cruise ships. But then it is not the only space, I would say, that the infectious disease outbreak kind of occurs.
But I suppose the difference is the cruise ships, maybe unlike your all-inclusive hotel or your airplane, they're a temporary city at sea, aren't they? And if you don't have a stop where you get off the boat for 2 days, you now have 5,000 or 6,000 people all mingling together 24 hours a day, touching the same buttons on the lift, you know, door handles, everything else that goes with it. So if a couple of people have a virus, it's very easy for this to spread.
Indeed. And that's what we have seen during the Diamond Princess, almost 6,600 people out of 300 and 4,000 people caught COVID because people were gathered in restaurants and kind of they were together for hours.
So this was during the COVID outbreak a number of years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then even on the Celebrity Mercury, I suppose, where norovirus outbreak kind of happened with the contaminated food. So just sort of an unfortunate event, I suppose. The ships are kind of designed for convenience and socializing. But then sometimes it becomes vulnerable for the infections to kind of transfer because of the crowding and mixing that can occur at any place, I suppose.
What are the worst culprits, Vikram? Like things like the thing that always, you know, I'm always a little bit uneasy about: buffets and shared utensils. Are they high risk? Are they prone to passing on any kind of virus?
I suppose the food-related hygiene, that has to be kind of maintained with appropriate kind of standard. So I suppose when we have the buffet system, many numbers of people kind of touching the food, if they are not following the proper norms, I suppose that becomes vulnerable. So we have seen that norovirus that has kind of spread very common on the on the cruise ships because of the food, I suppose. And then any sort of bacteria, if the food is not properly handled, so that kind of creates an opportunity for the virus or bacteria kind of to grow. So we have known these things, like the outbreaks which have kind of occurred in the schools or wedding venues where the meal is not properly cooked or partially kind of cooked. So I suppose that creates an opportunity. So I think the crews who are working on the ships, they might be under the pressure. So in terms of kind of preparing the foods appropriately and maintaining the hygiene. So one mistake kind of leads to leads for the disease to kind of spread from one person to another. But I suppose what precautions we can kind of take from ourselves is to kind of prepare ourselves. Like going on a cruise ship is on my bucket list as well. I want to kind of go and
wouldn't
enjoy
put you off now, would
holidays.
It?
Sorry?
It wouldn't put you off going with it after the hantavirus.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't, yeah.
You see, I reckon, Vikram, there's probably never been a safer time to go on a cruise because surely they'll have to make sure and increase and check all of the boxes around their health and safety guidelines and food safety and cleanliness. Like, I would have thought there was never a better time to go.
No, definitely not. You know what? I would say that The COVID pandemic happened across the globe, so we are not going from one place to another. You know, we are not leaving the earth and going somewhere because the outbreak has kind of occurred. And you have rightly said that we need to kind of protect ourselves. We need to kind of put our guards. Like, people would have kind of become complacent, not carrying the mask or hand washes. You know, it's always good to carry those things and prevent yourself. And there is no harm in kind of carrying those masks because it's not kind of a heavy thing. So it's always good to protect yourself and the others as well. If you, like, when we go on the flight, they always make an announcement, put the life jacket first for yourself and then help others. So I think we just need to keep these things in mind. Kind of, we want to go safely and come back safely when we are going on holidays.
The other thing I wonder as well, like when you look at obviously the COVID outbreak worldwide from 5-6 years ago, and now we've this mass, the norovirus off the ship in Bordeaux and the hantavirus. Is there any reason that we're catching more of these illnesses?
I suppose, as I said, that on the cruise ships, I suppose the older age people, they are usually kind of traveling. I think, as I said, on my bucket list as well, that nearing to my retirement, I was to kind of go on a cruise holiday. That would kind of make things, that would be an appropriate time. So with age, I suppose people have multiple diseases, and that can make the things vulnerable for them if they are having existing diseases or illnesses. And if people are kind of not taking the vaccines, that put them on risk as well. So these are the things kind of make person vulnerable, rather than kind of saying the virus is or the infection increase.
Very interesting. People split here today, 087 1400 106, and whether or not they'd actually go on a cruise or not now after all of this. Dr. Vikram Niranya, Assistant Professor in Public Health at the University of Limerick. Vikram, thanks a million for joining us here in the programme today. Email as always, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.